And you were listening to the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. And it is a very special presentation because the concert of the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra will be opening with Mount Pleasant resident Ethan Sextower performing the first movement. He is the winner of the Marilyn Minford McCoy competition, and he is joining, or rather not he, but I've got Bob McConnell joining me. And Bob, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
How long is the that competition? How long have you been doing that? Do you know?
I actually don't know. I know it's been since the early 1960s, so it's not quite the full existence of the orchestra, but, you know, but probably 70 years in that ballpark.
Okay, a long time. Ethan is, yeah. he's a regular player in the symphony, though, is that right?
Yeah, he is, and that's happened before. You know, better students are sometimes already playing in the orchestra, depending on what instrument they're on. And he's played in the orchestra the last 2 years. He grew up, actually, in Arkansas, and then their family moved several years ago up to Mount Pleasant. And I think he placed second in the competition a year ago and then won it this year, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Well, that is, and obviously the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, the most, it's a very familiar piece, a very, very famous piece by Mendelssohn.
Yeah, and we're not doing the whole concerto. There are time limitations on the contest winner, but he's doing the first movement of it. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun, but he's not only playing that, but then he's sitting in the orchestra the rest of the concert for what's a pretty difficult and challenging program. So
it is indeed. And in fact, featured orchestra work, this is Igor Stravinsky's Petrushka. It is actually ballet music written to accompany the macabre story of puppets being brought to life and death at the Russian equivalent of Mardi Gras, is what I'm reading here.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate description of this thing. You know, during each year in Russia, during what they would call the Shrovetide Fair, kind of like a winter carnival, is my understanding, they have all the stuff you would normally associate with carnivals. And it's Stravinsky wrote, I think, close to 20 ballet scores. And so you're missing the dancing action, which would kind of tell you the story of this, but it's just such fantastically colorful music that it's remained one of his... He wrote three really popular ballet scores that are performed all the time, The Firebird, The Rite of Spring, and Petrushka, this story of a love triangle between these three puppets that have come to life, and then one of them gets killed. So
this is a major piece. One of your most, major pieces you've performed this year, is that right?
I'd say it's one of the most major pieces we ever perform because it involves so many players. It's like our woodwind sections have doubled the number of players in them. We use it features a solo grand piano in quite a bit of the piece. He actually started it as kind of a piano feature concert work, and then his buddies that he was working with on the ballets in Paris talked him into doing it as an actual ballet. Uses two harps and then the rest of the normal orchestra, full brass and string sections and percussion. So yeah, it's a big, challenging piece.
not an easy piece, but and a lengthy piece at that. But it is that is also that again. Igor Stravinsky's Petrushka, and you've got Brahms as well, and
let's go.
listening to the music of Brahms. This is Song of Destiny, directed by Iowa Wesleyan University Choral Activities Director Blair Buffington. And again, so who's in this chorus? Is this a variety of choruses, Bob?
So it's primarily Iowa Wesleyan and Mount Pleasant based, with members from Burlington, Ottumwa, and other areas. So typically what we do is, once we decide on the choral work, we kind of advertise that around with other choirs, and then the people that are interested can come over for rehearsals. They can do a lot, certain preparation on their own. So it's really a regional chorus that gets together for us. And the piece you're listening to, called Song of Destiny, it's really, you know, in our day and age, when we don't suffer the early childhood death rates and the death rates from infections and diseases that they did 200 years ago, I often reflect on this, how there's so much more music dedicated to the idea of our struggles on earth versus how peaceful it will be once we die. That's to put it in kind of layman's terms. And this piece is sometimes called Brahms' Little Requiem, because that's kind of the text of it is, you know, talking about how he was inspired actually by some poetry, but it says on the first verse, "You walk above in the light on holy ground, blessed genies. Divine breezes blow around you like the fingers of the player on the holy strings." So it's got religious connotations to it, and yet it also has the fiery part you were playing about the struggle of life. So
you've also got a work commissioned and performed by Southeast Iowa Symphony in 1992. I did not find it was part of the Iowa Wesleyan sesquicentennial celebration. St. Paul, Minnesota composer, is it Janneke Vandervelt?
Yeah, Janneke Vandervelt. Yeah.
And it's a piece. Where will this be in the program, Bob?
So we open with the Mendelssohn first movement of the concerto, and then we bring the choir on and do their two pieces, the Brahms and Polyhymnia, right before intermission. And Polyhymnia, she was actually inspired by basically, again, some written works that she, because of the connection of Iowa Wesleyan's support for music, the piece Polyhymnia is actually about praising songs and music, and it's the idea that it says something about how to look at the past and how to look ahead towards the future in connection with music. And this was actually on my second season, I think, as conductor of the orchestra that we performed this. It was already in the works when I was hired for the job. She'd been commissioned for it. And so I actually did this work, and
okay,
it's been wonderful to do it again. We're hoping the composer can come down and visit, but we're still not sure if that's going to happen.
Again, the concert, the Masterworks Series, this is the final concert of Masterworks Series concert of the season, gathering together. Now, it's 7:30 at the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. Then it is going to be in the afternoon at Ottumwa.
7:30 next Saturday.
Yeah, 7:30 Saturday, and then again it is going to be again in Ottumwa on Sunday. That is at 2 p.m. at the Bridgeview Center, and Sunday evening, 6:30 at the Iowa Wesleyan University Chapel Auditorium. And again, adult tickets are $20. Children, students age through age 22 are free. And again, the concert series wrapping up the Masterworks concert. Next, next up is what? The Symphonic Blast, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Maybe let's hope that the weather will be good for the blast. But anyway, and all of the other things that we need. Again, the Masterworks concert gathering together this weekend, 7:30, Capitol Theater, 2:00, Bridgeview Center, and 6:30 Sunday again at the Capitol Theater. at the Iowa Wesleyan Chapel Auditorium. Bob McConnell, have a great concert series, okay?
Thank you very much, Steve.